Good morning and welcome to the final podcast of the year. This is a special bumper festive edition and we have got a special guest. Hello, special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Oscar Gillen. I am the head boy for this year at Rokeby.
And we've got our two usual co-hosts. Say hi, boys.
Hi, I'm James.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And we are all looking rather festive today. Would anyone like to share what they're wearing and why?
So I'm wearing a t-shirt which says Santa Jaws on it.
Oh, classic. Josh?
I'm wearing a Christmas jumper which has the Grinch on it.
And is the colour of the Grinch, I hasten to add. And Oscar's accessorised.
I created a homemade Christmas jumper as I sewed on a little Santa onto my jumper.
Maybe we'll put some pictures up to see you. So we know we've been absent for a couple of weeks due to staff illnesses. And we've been quite busy at school, haven't we? Lots going on. So we thought what we'd do is a little roundup of the last week or so and the week coming and talk about all the festive things we have been up to. So we're going to reflect on the carol service. So do you want to start by telling us a little bit about how that went?
So we had all of the choirs sang some songs and hymns with all of the people, and then we had some year eight boys who did readings.
And what kind of reading?
I did a welcome reading which talked about a summary of the story of the Nativity and explained how we can learn so much from it.
I did a reading which was about the birth of baby Jesus.
Classic.
No, I did a reading about the three kings.
Who's your favourite king? Got to be Balthazar, surely.
Yep.
And what? How's it feel? It's your last Rokeby Carol service.
I'm actually quite upset.
I know. It feels like a bit of an end of an era, doesn't it? And next year, if you do carol services, they'll be huge. They'll be so big. And we go to a big church and that is big, but it will be even more. So I think it's quite special. Okay, and the other thing I want to ask you about, which I have no real understanding of, even though I've been at school all this time, is how does Secret Santa work?
So every morning the school council gets out Secret Santa bags and we all have a Secret Santa notice board for each year group and all the names. And whenever someone comes and brings us their present, we'll tick them off on the list and they'll get a present on Friday.
Lovely. And it's not obligatory, is it? It's
no,
optional. No. Okay, great. So if people want to missed it this year or didn't understand, next year you can choose it. And is it present within the year group or is it across the year?
It's within the year.
Oh, that's better then, isn't it? Because you get something a bit more suited to you. Okay, great. And what else is happening at lunchtime?
We have Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
Christmas dinner.
And the dining room always looks amazing. Mm-hmm. I think they go to town. And I am on charge of the sweet station.
Ooh.
What a job. So we're going to interview Michelle and talk to her about that. And then the lower school have been really busy the last couple of weeks. They've had their nativities. And the Year 2 choir have also been out to visit local people in the community, and the year ones have created some gift baskets which they took down to the hospital and dropped that off. So we're going to interview them about that. And then something yesterday morning. What happened yesterday morning during assembly?
Staff pantomime.
It was a lull. Well, give me a quick 1 minute review.
So first of all, started walking in, Mr. Peck had a normal slide up. We thought, oh, it's going to be another Mr. Peck assembly. And then he spelled out the word panto.
Did you get it at that point?
I was watching it. I was like, wait, panto? That's not a very normal word to use. And then we had Miss Sanderson, I believe, talking.
Saying that she turned Mr. Peck into ice.
Mm-hmm. In our dreams.
And then she walked out and she started talking about Cinderella. We were a bit confused at that point. And then we had the stepsisters come on. And that was
which was Mr. Abba and Mr. Hughes.
And Mr. Hughes, a spoiler, when his wig fell off, he said that that was the funniest part, the unplanned, because he was overacting. I thought it was great. And Mr. Abu, who knew he had such dance moves? So we'll interview some staff about that as well, because that was really good fun. I know they've put in loads of effort to that. So thanks for listening and we'll catch up with you in the new year.
Thank you. Hello everybody and welcome back to the Rokeby podcast. So today we're here with Michelle and we're going to ask her some questions about the Christmas lunch. So our first question is, what's your favourite Christmas dish?
Pigs in blankets.
And what do you think is the hardest dish to make?
The brownie and cheesecake that I made today.
Cheesecake.
So what's your favourite
pudding? Brownies!
And rocky roads.
Okay, so what is your top tip for chefs out there when making Christmas meals?
Just enjoy it, make it fun. It'll be easy if you have fun.
How long does it take to make the whole Christmas meal extravaganza?
Oh, we started last Thursday.
Wow.
Making the brownies and the rocky roads.
Thank you, everybody.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Rotary Podcast. So today we're here with Mr. Abu, who's going to tell us a bit about the staff panto. So our first question is, how long were you rehearsing for?
Hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas. I would say about a couple of weeks.
Okay, thank you.
What was your favourite moment in the staff panto?
I enjoyed the whole show, but I think I particularly loved it when I was there with my sister and mother. It was good fun, and all the bits that we had to do, a bit of dancing and singing and just involving the crowd, was just a highlight for me.
So what was it like to act in front of the whole school?
It's great, because you sort of first and foremost hear the boys as they're coming through the hall, and then that energy lifts you up, and then once you get a bit of interaction, like, it was so nice just to see you guys at the back, you're right, you know, standing up on your benches and waving, so you draw energy from that, and I think that's part of the tradition of panto. So very enjoyable.
Thank you very much.
Hello, and welcome back to the Rotary Podcast. We are here with Miss Lewis and Miss Ruby.
So our first question for you is, how long were you rehearsing for?
So we were rehearsing from half term. So I wrote it in half term, and then after that we started rehearsing.
We did, and we rehearsed every Wednesday morning. And we had a few after-school rehearsals as well.
We did. After inspection, we packed them in.
What was your favourite moment from the panto?
Oh, good question. Yes. My favourite had to be when Prince Charming and Cinderella met for the first time, and we had the puppy love song, and we, you know, clocked eyes on each other, and we fell madly in love. That was my favourite bit. I loved doing that.
I think I've got two favourite bits, and they were both involving the dancing. I think the Macarena was one of my favourite bits, and
great.
Also holding out for a hero and hearing Mrs. Lawrence sing that incredibly.
She's an amazing singer,
and I wish I could sing like that.
Absolutely.
But I enjoyed being her backing dancer.
So what was it like to act in front of the whole school?
I was terrified. I'm not a natural. I enjoy directing, I don't enjoy acting, hence why I gave myself a very small part.
Oh, you were fantastic.
Thank you. But I was shaking the entire time, which you probably heard in my voice.
I loved it. So I used to do a little bit of drama, and I haven't done anything for years, so it was so fun. I loved it. I get a like nervous excitement beforehand, but yeah, absolutely loved it.
Ms. Lewis, what was it like to direct all of the teachers and your colleagues?
That's an interesting question. Do you know what? It wasn't really directing. I think we were collaborative together in our directing. There are a few things that I imagine I would listen to Holding Out for a Hero on my way in to rehearsal and think about how the acting would all come together, but actually Mrs. Hoven added some extra bits into it that were amazing, and everyone really contributed to it. I think sometimes it's a little bit scary directing the teachers, because they all have very strong personalities and they want to input everything, but actually we worked really well together as a team, and it was really, really enjoyable to do it, and I miss it already. So next year we'll have to up
exactly.
Our game.
We will.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to the Rotary Podcast. So today we're here with Sebastian and Lucas from year one, and we're going to ask them some questions about their trip to the hospital. So our first question is, what did you do there?
We gave the people in the hospital that.
What's your favourite bit about the trip?
So when we got there,
about, but for laughs.
We got to give them the things to the people who are going to wrap them up for them.
Okay, thank you guys. Hello everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. So today we're here with Monty and Zane from year two, and they're going to tell us a bit about their school nativity that they've just done.
So, both of you, who did you play in the play? What character did you act as?
I was a potter sheep and was a narrator.
That's really interesting. So our second question for you is, how long did you rehearse for, and how long did the actual nativity take?
The nativity took an hour and 30 minutes, and we rehearsed it about 6 times.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
What was your favourite moment of the school play?
So when one of Caesar's servants said, didn't know his name was Ross instead of Boss, because in the play he couldn't really hear properly.
My favourite part was when I had to interrupt one of the boys.
That's really fun. Thank you, guys.